Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Orioles and Guardians start a three-game series tonight at 7. Baltimore baseball tonight at 6 with Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken live from Pickles, followed by the Fresh Take with our own Beltway Ben Hall and Cordell Woodland at 7. But joining us now to talk some O's, part of our Baltimore baseball tonight coverage, he's a Oriole Hall of Famer, and from what I can tell, he's now living here at the station because we see him every day. He joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fangest Hotline. It's Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you, as always, for joining us. So let's start where we finished last segment. Brian Baker has been lights out so far this year. Are you buying it?
Well, Ken, thanks for having me. And yeah, you guys are like family, so I feel good about hanging around there every now and then. And it's always good to see you guys. So, you know, I am. And I'm saying this because I feel like I'm forced to, because there just isn't anybody else left. Brian Baker has pushed himself and really done a good job to actually be on this team and be dominant in spring training. And he has begun the season as a very consistent, dominant arm out there in the Oriole bullpen. So, you know, you have to buy him because he's out of options. And if he goes away, what other arms do we have? So let's hope that he continues to hold on to this consistency. And I would like to see him, if he can continue this, work his way to be more of a trusted piece in the back end. I just think his stuff is really live. He's developed that change up a little bit more. So, yeah, I'm on him. He's been inconsistent with the Orioles, but I'm on him right now because you got to believe in somebody. And right now he feels like it looks like he's pumping his chest out and saying, let's go, give me the ball.
So you're buying Brian Baker. But Charlie Morton is on the mound tonight, Mike Bordick, and he's yet to have a passable start, three starts in. What needs to change in order for him to get to that point?
Well, I think a couple things. It just feels like in his starts, he makes a couple mistakes that are just really costly. Now, the numbers and things saying that, you know, his breaking ball isn't as good as it was over the past 4 years when that was his dominant pitch. But his fastball is a little livelier and playing up. So I think he's just trying to find himself in this 2025 season and his age 41. Now, will he? I guess that's the question. And the inconsistencies early and the way he talks to the press, I feel like he's got a pretty good grasp of what he needs to do. I trust him as a veteran, and I feel like he would be the first to step back and say, I just don't have it. I think he's really close, and I think he's had success against the Guardians in the past, and this could be a nice little turning point for him and hopefully the rotation.
This team, Bordy, I'm just trying to think how to frame this. Okay. There's a lot of people who look at where these kids were drafted and what they did in the minors, and certainly what happened, you know, at times at the major league level, and kind of feel like this is, there's been a coronation here, and we even, you know, Kowser's hurt, but this should be an elite lineup. This team can score runs. I hear people say that all the time, but again, I guess it's still early, but a lot of this happened last year too. They're 26th in walk rate. They're 21st in OPS with runners in scoring position. They're 22nd in OPS with runners on base. They're a feast or famine offense that hits a bunch of multi-run home runs, or looks like they can go at times multiple series without winning. Do you buy that this is one of the best run-producing teams in baseball?
Oh, boy. Come on, man. I think they have to be. They have to be. If the Orioles want to compete, their offense has got to be the juggernaut offense of the American League East. You know, they've got to hit home runs. They showed they can this weekend. That was a nice sign. You know, so a couple guys hopefully get a little hotter and more consistent with the long ball. They have team speed, even though they haven't really been able to utilize it very well.
22nd in stolen bases, Bordy. 22nd in stolen bases.
I hear you, brother. I know, but I know they've been searching for something. They've been searching for their identity maybe a little bit and trying to get some guys going, and hopefully that frees up the offense to be more aggressive on the bases. Right now, you know, yeah, I just feel like they're inconsistent. They've had base running gaffes. They're not walking like they used to, and they're not hitting home runs as consistently as we need them to. This is early season. Cold weather stuff. So I'm going to make a major league, you know, excuse and just say it's still early. I believe in this young offensive team. I think they are the most talented young group of players that any baseball team has right now. And I think when they are able to get a little bit more consistent and, you know, and we've seen these young guys be consistent, but keep the lows not as often and try to get out of it a little bit quicker. I think Westberg's going to be fine. And you know, he's a big part of this offense right now. And he's kind of scuffling a little bit. Holiday's bat disappeared, you know, for a couple games. But listen, it's a young offense. I do. I think they're going to be fine. I think when they get their legs under them and they start getting that confidence going, and it could be this series, Jason. It really could. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they're gonna be tested with the Indians. But listen, this is the way young guys work, okay? It gets in their head a little bit. When they were a couple years ago, they had blinders on. They didn't know about anything. They just went at it and took it. They won 100-something games. And then last year, all of a sudden, a lot of attention started getting played to this young group. They're on ESPN with their microphone, so they're talking to the announcers, and all of a sudden they're the greatest young group since the Beatles, and they sucked the second half, and I still think they're trying to figure this out, a young group of guys, and I think when they do, look out. I just think they're just too good, and I think it will come together. I still believe in this offense. I really do.
Talking with Mike Bordick, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. I think the frustrating, and I don't want to speak for Jason or Bone, but the frustrating part about the starting pitching is that we kind of saw it coming. Like we were shaking our heads in the offseason when they put this rotation together, and now it's sort of as expected. I don't remember, because we talked to so many people, like, did you feel good about this rotation when they put it together in the offseason?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I just remember always wanting more, you know, just needing more, needing better depth. Needing, and I thought they were going after this off season to create that kind of depth, and but there was never, the only pitching move that they've made that I've been satisfied with as far as like a trade or an acquisition is Eflin, and you know, the Corbin Burns, I just don't agree with it. It was a waste of three players. It wasn't enough to win in the postseason. So if you're going to move and if you're going to act on these young guys, it really does have to be more aggressive and risk taking. The window is closing. It's not opening wider. It's closing. So yeah, we just have to be more aggressive. Somebody's got to say, come on, we got to go. We got to go now. Because I would hate for this to all of a sudden go bye-bye. And, you know, we miss out on an opportunity.
Bordy, was there any part of you watching that game on Saturday wondering if John Schneider was trying to get himself fired by letting Bowden Francis face Cedric Mullins in that situation, knowing that the kid's out of gas and said he destroys right-handed pitching, especially at home, and he's off to a great start, and then going lefty-lefty for Jackson Holliday? I don't know. I thought that was quite a choice.
Well, this is, I don't know. I have mixed reviews on every pitching decision now, it seems. When I see a manager think it's a, I just want him to go a little deeper. I say, thank you. Thank you. This young pitcher might be better because of what happened, his last start. And all I'm just constantly seeing 4 2/3, 4 2/3. At some point, somebody's got to suck it up and get an out. And go on and learn how to do that. Listen, this is how bullpens get destroyed. You got to get somebody to go a little bit deeper. You got to. It just got to happen.
Mike Bordick, you're the best, man. We appreciate your time.
Thank
As
you,
always,
Bordy.
We will chat with you next week.
All right, guys.
Well, we better not see you in here tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow in the kitchen.
We got to be in here really early for a meeting tomorrow. If you're here when we get here, we're going to have like a intervention.
I'm going to be down at Pickles with Bob Haney.
Nice.
Tomorrow.
Those burgers are actually good.
Baseball podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What's going on in the podcast, Bordy?
Man, we had Jeff Rebelet. So tune in and listen to Rebs talk and a local legend, Brian Coates. Was also
I know Brian. Yeah.
And there you go. Be More Baseball Podcast.
And you can find the podcast anywhere, right, Bordy? Every platform. The Odyssey app, apparently.
Yeah, it's on everywhere. It's even on the Odyssey app.
Wow.
And of course, YouTube. Get on there. Subscribe. Like it. Check it out. It's some good stuff.
Thanks, Bordy.
You the man, Bordy. Thank you. Just reminded me of something on the Odyssey app, by the way.
Coming up next, Mike Elias joined the the front office show with Jim Bowden and
award-winning
Jim Duquette. Great show. Had a lot to say about many different topics. We'll hear what those things were, including how the season has begun, their prospects, etc. We'll hear Mike Elias next here on The Fan.